Estate Radio. Your host, Byron Lazine, One and Company, William Ravis Real Estate, back in it today. I apologize to all my Real Estate Radio listeners for last week. Pat and the One and Company crew took over, and I heard it was just chaotic, right, Lee?
It was good. It was good.
It was good. We got Lee Barr in the house. Lee's One and Company, William Ravis Real Estate Agent, rolling with myself. Crew's getting deep. The crew was deep yesterday on the last week on the radio show.
Yeah, there was three of us. Me, Heidi, and Raga.
And I can only imagine we're gonna have a much better show this week with me being back in action.
Only thing I kept hearing last time was old Pat say we are grossly outnumbered by realtors today.
Pat gets nervous.
Oh, he was. He was a little nerved up.
I'm getting nervous. It sounds like we got some serious weather coming this weekend. I don't know if that's more of a... What do you think when they say the snow's coming? Do you think it's just going to be rain?
I don't trust the weatherman anymore. He's been wrong too many times.
I don't trust him. Sounds like New Haven, Middlesex, Little Fairfield's going to get some hit. Some snow. Yeah, snow jobs.
I was looking at the map. They had like three different things, like 2 to 4, 4 to 8, and like 5 to 10.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that.
No.
Right before I dip down to Florida. This is my last show up here for the new year. I'll be on the shows for the rest of the year, but this will be I'm gonna call in. I'm gonna do some recording with you guys, but
you're still gonna torture us all the way from Florida.
Yeah, oh yeah. This will be my last show from up here. I'm leaving midweek. I did the Black Friday sale on Dick's yesterday and got clubs that would have cost me over $3,000 for like $750 on this Black Friday deal. Sent them down to Florida, so now I don't have to worry about my clubs. Keep them up here. Got a bag down there. I didn't go with the big time name brands like the TaylorMade or anything like that. I went with these clubs called Tommy Courier.
It's not going to help your golf game anyways. I don't care.
It's all about the game. The clubs don't make you.
Exactly.
So these Tommy Couriers were retailing at, I don't know, when you get the irons and you got to get the driver and the three wood, all these different things, you got to add it all up. It would have been big money, but the Black Friday deal was epic. Hundreds of dollars. Bargain shopper.
I bought a MacBook the other day. You'd love it.
Did you?
Yeah.
You didn't wait till... Apple probably doesn't do any Black Friday
deals.
They did.
They did? That's why I bought it.
What was the deal? 10% off?
No, it was 600. It was usually 1,000.
Really?
So 30% off.
Where'd you get that? Some sketchy website?
Amazon, man.
Amazon. The sketchiest website of them all.
Where's Pat when you need him?
Jesus. Yeah. Well, Pat loves Amazon.
I know. That's why I said, where's Pat when you
need him? Maybe we'll call Pat. Have Pat call in and do a little Amazon update today.
There you go. Yeah.
Pat's not with us. If you're new to the show, usually Pat Kenny, Barnum Plans, is rolling with me. And we talk everything from real estate, what's going on in Connecticut, your Black Friday deals, if you want to call in on that. We always give away some of Martin's money. We'll be giving away some of Martin's money at some point this show. 860-464-9490 is the number. I don't know I'm not saying what we're doing to give it away yet. So if you call in, you better just have a good Black Friday story or something like that. Or maybe you got a weather prediction for us for tomorrow. We keep it positive here. We talk positivity in Connecticut, even though I would say the snow is a negative conversation.
Right, that's what we should do.
What's that?
Whoever knows, like, if somebody says it's going to be 4 or 5 inches, then they should
get
a car.
Whoever gets the inches, right?
They should get a car.
Well, you'd have to... Ooh, that could be a good one.
Yes, you know, you're thinking.
We could do a run and tally. I like it when we do that. But you got to be... let's see here. Because you can't just say we'd have a whole bunch of people 3 inches, then if it's 3 inches, we get a whole bunch of Martin's money. We do have a lot of Martin's money, but I can't give away.
Well, at the end of the day, then I have to go in order whoever said it first. So it's like the email's got the timestamp. So.
But we're going to do call-ins. We'll just run a tally.
Yeah, there you go.
You know? When we get the final reading, do they say New London County had 3.3 inches, or do they just round it up when they give you the final numbers?
I think they round it, right?
They round it up?
Think so, right?
Yeah. Well, so that wouldn't work for us. We'd want the actual number if we were going to do that.
You always got to be technical.
Yeah, but I want them to guess like point to the point three. You know, what are we going to do? Ooh, look at that northwest corner of Connecticut could get 2 feet. No, that's a foot. 10 to 14 inches. 1 foot could get a foot. 10 to 14, and I'm glad I don't live up there. All right, so the shoreline's not going to be that bad. Maybe 3 inches, maybe. Hmm. All right, let's do that. Let's take some calls here on New London County. You wanted to go with New London County, Lee?
We did that last time. I think I was on the show, right?
Yeah, let's do New London County since we're doing the show live today from the Ledgert Studios. Here in Lee Elsie's studio, looking very American in here.
Oh, yeah. Flags everywhere.
Everywhere. Surrounding you. All right, let's do that. New London County, if you call in, we're going to do a running tab. I guess what we'll do is, like Lee says, we'll say who's the first for what. You know, so 1 inches, 2 inches, 3 inches, 4 inches, 5 inches. New London County, how much snow are we going to actually get tomorrow, if any? What's the final average going to be for New London County when they update that Sunday night or Monday morning? 860-464-9490 is the number. We're going to record everything. So you just call in, give us a guess. How many inches do you think we're actually going to get in New London County? And zero is a guess, by the way. Maybe you think this is all BS.
Yeah, the weatherman ain't right all the time. He's never right, matter of fact.
But. Weatherman's not always right. So you could guess zero. You could guess any number you want. I'm going to keep track of this thing here. And then next week, we'll get you out a gift card to Oleo's. 860-464-9490. Call in with your New London County snow predictions for the first snowfall of the year. 860-464-9490. New London County's first snowfall. I'm going to get a little snow right before I go down to Florida. You know, I don't really want the snow, but it sounds like I'm going to get it anyway.
When are you leaving?
Wednesday.
Hope you get snowed in.
No, I don't think I will. I think that'll all be melted up by then. 860-464-9490 is the number. If you want to guess the amount of snowfall that we get tomorrow in inches, and zero is a number, by the way. If you want to guess the amount in inches, we're going to record this thing, and tomorrow as the snow falls, we'll find out who gets a gift card to Oleo's, courtesy of Martin McKinney, Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. All right. We've got Frank from Groton on the line. Keep him on the line, Chris. We're going to take a quick break. We've got Frank. Get your calls in. Line up behind Frank so you don't miss out on Martin's money for the first New London County snowfall of the year. The number's 860-464-9490. Stay with us. We're giving away snowflakes for Martin McKinney and his money. You're listening to Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. State Radio 94.9 News Now, Stimulating Talk. This is Byron Lazine, one and company, William Ravis Real Estate, along with Lee Barr in the house, real estate agent extraordinaire here in New London, all of Connecticut, really, just dominating. How many closings have you had in different counties this year, Lee?
Probably like three.
Different counties?
Yeah, three.
Yeah. Yeah, Lee's dominating, man. All right, we'll get into some real estate stuff later, but we've got the lines filled up here.
Frank.
We're looking for what the amount of snowfall we're going to get for New London County for tomorrow's big snowstorm. So we're going to record all your guesses, and then we'll give you some of Martin's money. We'll give you a gift card to Oleo's. Let's do Oleo's. Courtesy of Service Station Equipment. All right, we got Frank from Groton on the line. Frank, you're the first person that's going to get to guess. So what do you think? You think it's going to snow tomorrow?
Weatherman.
Frank the weatherman.
So being a weatherman, it doesn't really take a lot of training because they're not very accurate, these people. So
We're going to let everybody here at 94.9 land.
1.5 inches after Tuesday afternoon.
All right, so Frank's going 1.5.
New London kind of area.
Yeah, New London County. New London County average. We're doing average.
Well, right. You know, northern New London County, up in Basra and stuff, they could get 6-7 inches. You know?
Well, that's why we're doing the average. What do you think the average is going
to
be?
All right, so the average, we'd have to go with 3.
All right, so now you want to go to 3. So Frank's locking up 3. All right, so Frank, you've got 3. Do you think there's any chance it just could be all a sham and there's no snow?
That's what we're hoping.
That's what I'm hoping too. All right, Frank, the weatherman, your number's in there. You've got 3. Let's go to David from Madison. David, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Doing good, David. My hometown now, Madison. Been there just about a year and a half. Love it. Right. Love it in Madison. How long you been there?
Let's see. All my kids went to school here. It's got to be at least 20 years now.
Oh, wow. Year. Great town.
Yep.
How much do you think we're going to get in Madison?
I'm going to go on the high side. I don't know.
You're guessing for New London County. You got to guess for New London County because that's where the gift card's coming.
I'm up there most of the time, so I'm going to say 5 inches.
All right, so David from Madison is saying 5 inches for New London County.
Yep.
Just out of curiosity, how many do you think we're going to get on the in Madison on the shore there?
Probably about a little bit less. I'd say maybe 4 inches. Madison's part of New Haven County.
So you go. You said you go to New London County a lot, huh?
Oh yeah.
What are you doing? Yep. What are you doing up there?
I work for Prime Lending. I do mortgages.
Oh great, David! A little shout out here for David. Where can people find you if they need a mortgage? Since this is Real Estate Radio, we want to give you some love.
That'd be awesome. My main office is in Madison, but like I said, I've been working up in New London County for 27 years. So
you got a website or an email?
Oh, yeah, I'll give you a phone number, 203-410-5164.
Great. And, David, just stay on the line because Chris has got to get your info in case you win this snowfall.
Right.
5 inches for New London County. If you've got a guess, 860-464-9490. I have Frank from Groton's info, so don't worry about that one. I know where to find Frank from Groton. So Frank from Groton's got 3 inches for New London County. David's got a guess of 5 inches for New London County. All you've got to do is call in 860-464-9490. Guess how many inches New London County is going to average inches of snow tomorrow. Not the rain. We want the snow, the real thing, the white stuff. If you can guess how many inches New London County will average tomorrow, we'll give you a gift card to Oleo's, courtesy of Martin McKinney Service Station Equipment. Your residential tank specialist. Did you see Martin and the boys and girls over at the French Club? I know you were there the night before Thanksgiving up in Jewett City, Lee.
Yeah, I didn't see Martin, but that place was packed, so I really wasn't. I was hiding in the corner all by myself over there. There was too many people.
If you want to see any Griswold, Jewett City peeps all in one place, yep, all you got to do is the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, any given year, show up at the Jacques Cartier Club, the Frenchie, by the Jewett City Little League Field, and you'll find them all. So what was the, who was playing?
All. You'll find them all.
Rourke's band playing? Archie Drobiak? Who was playing?
Honestly, I forget.
You forget?
Forget who was playing. There was somebody.
You didn't
there,
drive though. Out of there, did you?
No, of course not. Ubered.
Uber. Uber is now in JC.
Uber is all over the place.
You gotta love that. Anybody do anything ridiculous?
Yeah, but we'll leave that for another show.
Was Martin there?
I don't know. I didn't really see anybody, honestly. Exactly what I said. Like, I saw exactly what you're saying. Anybody from that town was there. Old, young, everybody was there.
Everybody in between. But no Martin.
I'm not saying he wasn't there, but I didn't see Martin. Usually you can hear him.
Martin, you would have known.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't go walk into a room and miss Martin McKinney. His presence is
always known.
He might be skinny, but his presence isn't skinny. He's the Martin man. All right. We're giving away some of Martin's money. We're having a little bit of fun with it, giving everybody here on 94.9 Newsland the opportunity to be a weatherman or woman. Weatherwoman today.
It's a new one.
All you gotta do is guess how much snowfall we will have tomorrow in New London County. We're recording your answers. We got Frank. Frank from Groton says New London County will have an average of 3 inches tomorrow. David from Madison says New London County will have an average of 5 inches tomorrow. You could guess zero. Maybe these guys are bluffing. Maybe the first snowfall will be a big flopperoo.
Goose egg.
860-464-9490 is the number. If you get it right, you're getting a gift card to Oleo's, courtesy of Service Station Equipment. What do you got, Lee? You got oil or you got propane over there in V-Town?
We got oil. Forced hot air.
Oil.
Central air. Redid the whole system over there.
New oil tank from Service Station? Did you do an oil tank and not get it from Service Station? You'll get thrown off of this show. And I mean, you paused
there. I didn't know Martin yet.
You knew Martin.
No, I didn't.
You guys play horseshoes together.
Well, yeah, but I knew him as a concrete guy. I didn't know Martin.
So you're saying you got an oil tank and it wasn't from Service Station Equipment? Is that what you're saying on the radio right now?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Live on the air?
I'm trying to avoid that right now. That's why we're going somewhere
Chris,
else.
What happened to the new screen, Lee's new screen here?
Oh.
It's not on right now.
Why? It's just not on. Chris is getting frustrated with me already.
Yeah, only a half hour. A
couple days after Thanksgiving, I got him working like a dog answering all these calls. All right, we've got David. David on the line, where are you from? Because I know Chris didn't hear this right the way he spelt this. He says you're from Amagansett, but I don't think that's where you're from. Where are you from?
Amagansett, across the water.
Oh, you are from Amagansett. Look at Chris. Chris is on his mic. Look at Chris winking at me.
Oh, yeah. Put him in his place, Chris.
David from Amagansett. All right, David. What do you think for New London County snowfall tomorrow?
Now, 1.5 inches.
All right, so David from Amagansett. Make sure you stay on the line, David, after we're done here, because Chris will have to get all your Amagansett information. I know I don't have yours. So, David, you're going to be at 1.5 inches.
Yeah, well, actually, yeah. Last year, you guys hooked us up with the tickets to the birthday bash. I appreciate it. We came over and met you.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that's right, David. I love that. I love a little repeat here, David. How you been doing?
We're good. I just don't think it's really going to accumulate much, you know? I think that's even on the high side. But I'm going to 1.5.
Good. And you going to be able to make it over for this gift card? How you going to pull this one off? We're going to send it to you.
We're over. Yeah, we could send it over. We're over a couple times a month. Okay.
Oh, good. Good for you, David. Yeah, we saw each other at Mohegan Sun at the 94.9 birthday.
That's right. Don't give our secrets away.
Right. That is right. You're going to come. We got to get you back here for this year's. Will they do a big birthday party, Chris? Good. Lee will give us some tickets. I'll give it to you, David. All right, David. Stand in line just so I make sure I've got your information correct, and hopefully you're the winner.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So David's calling in from Long Island, Lee.
I was about to say, from where again?
Amagansett, Long Island.
I was about to say, apparently you've
never... Chris knows what he's doing.
Yeah, man. He just showed you.
He did just show me.
I mean, you were looking at each other like there's no way.
Well, especially, I mean, I should tweet out some of the penmanship that Chris hands me on the show. It's nice. Lee used to have this nice screen over here. I don't know if somebody smashed it. It's turned away from me. Like, the screen won't even look at me. Flip that thing around, Lee. I want to see.
It's just off. It's not broken.
It's just off. It's not smashed or something.
Nah.
I don't know if Lee got in here on a Wednesday before Thanksgiving and just started smashing stuff.
I don't know, but if they don't turn it on next time, I might.
I can only imagine with some of the calls Lee's probably been taking lately. He probably wants to smash some stuff. He's got a baseball bat in his studio. That's just in case anybody wants to creep up on us here at the station.
Well, yeah, you got the poster of that guy out there.
Yeah, don't talk about that. Don't talk about that, Lee. All right, what are we going to do when we come back? We've got our One & Company open houses. You doing any open houses this weekend?
No, sir.
No, huh? Showing any real estate today?
No, sir.
What kind of agent are you, Lee?
I work with sellers, so I try not to show houses.
You're working with sellers.
Focus on sellers, but
why are you focused on sellers? You got to help everybody.
I will help everybody, but my main focus is sellers. At the end of the day, if a buyer comes along that's a real buyer, I'm more than happy to work with them. But at the end of the day, my focus is on sellers.
Helping sellers and helping them get the most money they can.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a lot of agents are scared to have that hard talk about either the price or how long it needs to be on the market, or they're just scared to go into the listing appointment. But honestly, that's where I stride, so that's exactly what I do.
The scary conversation or the hard conversations, those are probably the ones that will help people the most.
Yeah, exactly.
That are in the position of really needing to sell, right? The
yeah,
hard
exactly.
conversation.
It's like, I don't know how many times me and you walked into a listing appointment they're at, a number they shouldn't be at, say 380, and me and you walk in with a straight face and we're saying 340, and they're looking at us like we're crazy.
Well, because 380, 6.9, 12 months on the market, when I know a $40,000 gap doesn't sound that much, but a lot of times people are thinking, well, somebody will just come in and negotiate. But a lot of times that house will just sit there because everybody knows it's overpriced, and it sits there and it just counts days on market. Everybody can see that on Zillow or whatever site they're using as a buyer, and they're like, wow, what? The house has been on 7 months, 12 days, and 14 hours. Like, you know, it's just a running time bomb.
It's a running tab.
And then they get nervous. They don't even want to go look at the house. So there's that gap can ultimately really hurt a seller. All right, we come back. We're going to get through there's not many of them, but we got some one in company open houses. If you've got an open house or any real estate deal that you're promoting here this week, do not hesitate to call on 860-464-9490. We'd love to promote your deal here on the show. Stay with us. Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, and Stimulating Talk. Giving away some of Martin's money today. If you can tell me, the weatherman of Connecticut here, how much snowfall we're going to get in New London County tomorrow. Okay, they're predicting the first snowfall. We've got three guesses on the board. We've got Frank coming in at 3, Frank from Groton. We've got David from Madison at 5, and then we've got David from Amagansett at 1.5 inches for New London County for tomorrow. If you can guess the correct amount of snow fall for tomorrow, our first snowfall of the year, we'll give you a gift card to Oleo's, courtesy of Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. But before that, and you can line up the calls, 860-464-9490, but before that, we're going to give you the one in company at William Ravis open houses for the weekend. Chris, there you go. He's right on the money.
Gotta love it.
Gotta love it. The Larry David special. All right, up first, till 1 o'clock today. So if you're in the East Haven area right now, Heidi's going to be over at 58 Valley View Drive in East Haven. That's 58 Valley View Drive, East Haven. Brand new listing with Heidi. She'll be there till 1 o'clock. She's been there since 11. So if you're in the area now, run over there. Place looks stunning, by the way. Two-car attached, $350,000. Rock solid, three-bed, three-bath, just under 2,000 square feet. All right, from 12 to 2 today, if you're on the other side of 95 and you're in Stonington, you want to go check out 22 Corey Path in Lord's Point. This is direct waterfront, all right? Lucy's going to be there from 12 to 2. One of the premier locations on Lord's Point. Huge deep water dock. On for $1.999, so just under $2 million. 22 Corey Path in Stonington. Lucy will be there today until 2 o'clock.
YOLO.
Yola in the house. She's going to be in Uncasville today, 206 Moxley Road. From 1 to 3, this property, we go from $2 million to $209,900. So getting in under $210,000 into Uncasville, 206 Moxley Road. Yola will be there today from 1 to 3, 206 Moxley Road in Uncasville. And then last but not least, Heidi on a double hitter today.
Is Heidi running right from one to the next, it looks like?
Yeah, Heidi's going from East Haven, and then she's running right over to 4 Samantha Lane in Madison. That's from 1:30 to 3:30 today. 4 Samantha Lane. So if you miss Heidi at 58 Valley View Drive in East Haven, she'll be going over to this one here in Madison. 4 Samantha Lane, Madison today from 1:30 to 3:30. That's on for $265. That's a ridiculous price to get into Madison. All right. One last One and Company open house for the weekend, and that is going to be tomorrow. Back with Heidi.
Heidi, Jesus.
Hey, so Lee, you know what's funny? On the break, we were talking about one of the agents on the team. Hey, man, she's really on fire. You know how you get on fire in real estate? You do a triple header open house on the weekend. That's how you get on fire. Heidi's doing 213 Gilman Street in BlackRock. So if you're over in BlackRock section of Bridgeport tomorrow, Heidi will be there from 11:30 to 1:30 at 213 Gilman Street, BlackRock, before all of this snowfall starts.
Oh, boy.
All right, that is the One and Company at William Ravis open houses for the weekend. If you've got an open house for next weekend or really any deal that you want to promote, you can be a for sale by owner, you could be another agent, you could be anybody. We're going to help you promote your deal here on Real Estate Radio. Just email me in during the week, byron@oneandcompany.com. Thank you, Chris. I love it when Chris plays that music. Makes me feel
really good. Yeah, he was
really
right on cue, too. He was waiting. He was on cue.
I'm going to miss you, Chris. I'm not going to see you here till 2020. I'm going to be missing you. Be missing all the Connecticut peeps here over the next few weeks. But I'll be back in January going back and forth, of course. And you're still going to hear me here on this show.
Oh,
I'll be calling in.
I'll still hear you anyways. You'll be calling me, so I'm not.
You're going to see my face on the Zoom calls.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
My clients can see my face on Zoom calls or certainly regular calls. Not a lot of people want to do the FaceTime calls, you know? Hey, I don't need to see you, man. I just want to hear you. I just want to hear good news.
Exactly.
Sold. Yep. Sold is good news.
Sold, offer, under contract.
Those are all good things.
Multi-offers, even better.
All right, we're giving away some of Martin's money. If you can guess the snowfall for the first snowfall, that is, for tomorrow, how many inches we're going to get in New London County. If you can guess, we're going to give you a gift card to Oleo's, courtesy of Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. All you got to do is call in 860-464-9490. Again, that's 860-464-9490. Guess how much snow we're going to get in New London County tomorrow in inches. And if you're right, we'll give you a gift card to Oleo's. So far, we got Frank at 3 inches, David at 5 inches. And then David from Amagansett at 1.5 inches. 860-464-9490. I tell you one thing the snow does do to real estate. So if you're...
Oh, they cancel showings.
Yeah. If you're a seller or got your house in the market, know that the snow can start to delay the market. It doesn't really stop demand at all. But on those particular days, showings get canceled, which means a delayed reaction, the market happens, right? So that's why a lot of times the market is lagging in the winter. It's hard to get through the winter. It's not like Florida, for example, where I'm going next week, where everything is sunny and delightful.
Just rub it in.
It's a little harder up here. That's why we're tougher up here in CT, because the snow can just slow people down. People cancel. People don't want to drive, understandably. Or look and be walking around in snow and sleet, looking at property, so it can just kind of delay things.
Some sellers get mad too because they don't want the snow being tracked in through the house. Then you get all the water and the mud.
And sellers don't even want to do the showing. Sometimes the buyers want to do the showing. And to your point, the seller, I don't want to clean up after these people.
They're like, I just cleaned my house for the fourth time, Lee. Jeez.
Yeah. That happens too, right? But I was just on the phone with a seller before the show started, and he was talking about, hey, you think we should take it off the market? I'm like, I really don't at this point. My advice to sellers right now is we're still seeing, the market is moving right now. We're still seeing things happen. And I've seen it year over year over year. The first 2-3 weeks in December, right before the holiday, there are job relocations that happen. So people, at the end of the year, things happen in these bigger companies, whether it's somebody relocating to EB or into Pfizer, whatever. Like, there are things that do happen right at the end of the year. And people need to get a house quickly, and they're going to look at the available inventory, what's actually on the market, meaning on Zillow. A lot of sellers, well, you know, definitely let people know if someone comes, yeah, sure, I'll let somebody know if they come knocking on my door. But what about all the other great agents that we work with in the market, all the other agents on the multiple listing service? You want them to know if they have their relocation buyer and they're looking for something in a weekend. I've seen it time and time and time again in those first few weeks of December. So this is a, if you're willing to be on the market, if you're willing to deal with a little bit of that, willing to deal with some possible canceled showings because we might get some snow, you can find some gold in this season for sure.
Not even that, though. You get everybody in, a lot of people from out of town in for the holidays, and they like to do a lot of house shopping, too, because you never know when they're going to come down. So you get the...
You get some of that. I mean, a lot of those people, unfortunately, are...
I already know what you're going to say.
I'm out of town. I want to see it in an hour. You're out of town. Are you relocating here? No. We just want to look. Those are the the buyers that really aggravate some sellers because they know, they took a drive out here for an hour and a half from Fairfield County, and they're visiting friends, and they got an hour to kill, so they want to see some property. That happens still. But, no, there are definitely serious, ready, able, and willing buyers that are typically at the end of the year up against the gun. They want to get in. They want to get the deal closed. They don't want the heart of winter to start, so they want to close sometimes within 30 days. These are good times if you are willing to deal with some of that other stuff that we mentioned. 860-464-9490. You still got a chance to get your name on the board. We've got three people on the board in terms of guessing how many inches we're going to get for snowfall in New London County for tomorrow. We've got Frank on the board with 3 inches, David with 5 inches, and David, another David with 1.5 inches. All you've got to do is call in and put your number on the board. If you're right, we're going to give you a gift card to Oleo's, courtesy of Service Station Equipment. 860-464-9490 is the number. So we've got one segment left, so line up these calls now. 860-464-9490. All right, we come back. We're going to take some more of your guesses for the snowfall. Absolutely, if you've got anything you want to promote, we'll still let you interrupt the show at any time. You want to promote a real estate deal. You got an open house coming up. You got something that's getting ready for the market. Absolutely.
For sale by owners should be pouring in right now.
I always reach out to the FSBOs.
They should be hitting up this hotline right now like it's going out of style, I'm telling you.
I agree. I'm always giving
and you guys ain't even using it, killing me right now.
I'm always giving the FSBOs the free line here on Real Estate Radio. We don't discriminate, and we're not going to discriminate against your guesses. When we come back, 860-464-9490. Line up the calls. Real Estate Radio. 94.9 News Now and stimulating talk. State Radio, we're back. We're taking your guesses on the first snowfall of the year. If you want to get on the board, all you got to do is call in 860-464-9490. We'll take your guess in terms of inches of how much snowfall you think we will have tomorrow for New London County as an average. They're predicting the first snowfall to be up in the northwestern part of the state as many as 14 inches, and then possibly 1 to 3 or up to 5 inches. On the 95 corridor. Yeah, they got all these different layers here. So it could be something, it could be nothing. But if you want a gift card to Oleo's, courtesy of Service Station Equipment, all you got to do is call in and take a guess. 860-464-9490. We've got Dominic from Waterford on the line to give a guess. Dominic, how are you?
Good.
Well, that is good. Do you like the snow?
A little bit.
Just a little bit. What's your favorite part about the snow?
I guess go sledding and make snow forts.
I love that. Little, I used to do the snow fort thing too.
Gotta
fire snowballs at people. A little igloo action.
Right there, Zooties.
All right, Dominic, what do you guess for inches tomorrow?
4.5 inches.
4.5 inches. That's for New London County on average. All right, Dominic. Thank you for the guest. Stay in the line. Chris is going to get you hooked up, and if you win, we'll get you a gift card to Oleo's.
Okay.
All right, thank Dominic. You. Thank you, Dominic.
Got everybody calling in.
Maybe I would enjoy the snow more if I did some sledding.
But yeah, when's the last time you went sledding, dude? You're due to go sledding, actually, but you keep going to Florida, you ain't going to have no time to go sledding with the little one.
That's true. Well, she'll be in a pool. Look at palm trees.
You got to let her experience everything, baby. Snow, too.
That's every single website I'm going on over here is flashing golf clubs at me after I did that Black Friday sale yesterday.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, they know I'm interested in golf, and they're looking for me.
That's the same thing we do with all our listings. You got to throw it right in their face.
That is exactly what we do with some of the online marketing at One & Company. If somebody's clicking on homes in Connecticut, we want to follow them around with our listings and make sure that they are seeing those on places like Facebook that they're going. Look at that little
soft toss you just
threw up there, Lee. All right, what do you got for the rest of this holiday weekend, Lee? You're not taking any buyers out today, you said.
Nope.
So
just focus on sellers, expired calls, and cold calling.
Cold calling, connecting with people, seeing how you can help them.
Exactly. Just let them know that our marketing is the best and this is where they should be.
I love that. I love that. You got any good listings coming up for the spring?
Yeah, actually, I got a lot of real good listings coming up, actually.
Coming in before the spring and the winter?
Nah, not too many, really. Everybody's honestly waiting until probably like February.
A lot of people waiting. I think that
I'm
is...
talking about.
I know, and I hear it a lot. I mean, I just heard it before I came on the show from a seller. I think it's a really big mistake. If you've got a house that's ready to sell now, I'd get it on the market, get it looking good.
A lot of
obviously,
people
don't just rush
too.
It on the market, but get it in you know, paint floors and staging is how you make the most money out of your house. So paint, flooring, staging. If you got to do a couple of those things first, absolutely go ahead and do them. Get it into the best position to make the most money possible.
Most prepared
and then get
sellers.
It on this market.
Most
prepared sellers do what, Lee?
They get the most money.
100% of the time. And we know what happens at the end of next year, right? We're in a... we're in a new political climate with all of the drama that goes on right now, and you're going to have a presidential election. So I don't see a scenario where the end of next year can be quite as good as the end of this year or heading into next year for in terms of sellers and what the market and how the market's reacting for them right now.
Yeah, I can't wait. I got some real nice listings that... we'll be hitting the market in February, March.
All right, 860-464-9490 is the number. We're still taking your calls if you want to guess how much snowfall we're going to have on this first big snowfall of the year, potentially big. They're predicting up to 14 inches in some parts of the state, 1 to 3 on the shoreline. If you can guess what the average will be for New London County, we've got Frank on the board at 3, David at 5, another David at 1.5, and Dominic at 4.5 inches. If you can guess how much snowfall New London County will have in inches, we'll get you a gift card to Oleo's, courtesy of Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. By the way, a little plug for those guys, because they're just unbelievable. They do so much here to make sure that this show can keep moving on, which I think we're in our third year, maybe going into fourth year. Real Estate Radio's been around for a long time. Second best show on the station after the Lee Elsie Show by far. Nothing else is even close. I can see Chris nodding his head over here. But a little plug to them. If you're thinking, hey, I need a new oil tank. I know I need one. Just do it now. Do it before the winter.
Yeah, before the snow and everything.
Get before everything gets, before the furnace breaks down again and your oil tank is leaking or something. Get it all fixed now. Call Service Station Equipment. Those guys will get you hooked up.
You're over there repriming it every morning because you got to...
Well, that's your furnace. They're not doing the furnaces, but they will knock out your oil tank for you. Things leaking or need one ripped out before the ground freezes. Get these guys a call. Maybe they'll talk you into the spring. I don't know how the ground's getting frozen. I don't know how many of those they like to do, but line up Dougie Fresh, Service Station Equipment. He'll get you straightened out with it, with everything you need. 860-464-9490 is the number. Still taking your call on the snowfall. Lee, what are you thinking for anybody? Let's turn it back into real estate here, since we don't have Pat weighing us down with all his Amazon talk right now.
I'm sure he's itching right now. I'm sure he's listening to itching to say something about Amazon.
Yeah, I don't know if Pat's listening or not. Who knows what the heck he's doing? He's probably looking up golf clubs on eBay. That's usually what he does. You know, we mentioned it here just a couple minutes ago. Most prepared sellers make the most money. If somebody says, "Hey, you know, I just don't want to deal with the winter market, Lee. So I don't want to deal with that. What are the things that I can do right now to be the most prepared to hit the market in, say, February or March? What should I be doing? What should I be thinking about right now if I'm a seller that does want to be the most prepared for the spring market just because I want to make it through the holidays? I just don't want to move right now. It's a lifestyle decision, so you're not going to convince me to move. I want to do it in the spring. What should I be doing right now until February to be the most prepared seller I possibly can?
Just small repairs. Make sure your house is in tip-top shape so you're not exactly, we're saying, not rushing around to hit the market. Most people that are ready to sell are the people that make the most money. So at the end of the day, you want to make sure everything's in order. So exactly you're saying before, you want to make sure the house is freshly painted or even just retouched up. The hardwood floors are good. If you got to redo them. If it's only one room, make sure it's done. If you got that old carpet that's the red and the green from 1980s, that's got to go. Replace it with something nice. Just honestly, every little thing matters. Simple as that. Make sure that the house isn't full. I don't know how many times we walk in the houses and there's just things everywhere and not too many people have a vision to see the house the way they want. So at the end of the day, you need it nice, clean, ready to go.
So you touched on all three. I think I'm gonna patent this. PFS, paint, floors, and staging. You did touch on all three. You want to freshly paint. You want to worry about the floors, and you want to make sure your stuff is not cluttering the house.
I don't want to mention
which is the staging.
You remember, what was it? Was it this week or last week? Remember, I showed you a photo of an agent we know,
and I was, oh boy, let me bring that up.
Yeah, you just don't want photos like that. You want everything all set, ready to go, so the photos look as nice as possible.
Yeah, Lee's talking about a photo. Basically, take a screenshot of your phone being black, and that's what this phone looked like. It was full of
junk too. Remember?
Doing professional photos now too. If you were thinking, hey, I'm going to hit the market early February, there could be 6 inches of standing snow on the ground.
True.
So even getting your photos now, even though I know the leaves are off the trees now, but getting those professional photos done now, if the house is ready to go, if those repairs and the paint and the floors and everything is done, and you just kind of wait until after the holidays. Maybe do the professional photography. Talk to your agent. What's their marketing plan like?
Not even that. Research your agent. At the end of the day, if you're waiting till spring to go on the market, you should be researching all these agents right now. You should be heading down the list, knocking them out one
by
one.
You should definitely be talking to your agent now. If you're thinking about anything in the spring and you want to reach out to myself or Lee, certainly do that. You can hit us up. Byron@oneandcompany.com or Lee, L-E-E, @oneandcompany.com. That's all spelt out @oneandcompany.com. So you can hit either of us up if you got any questions. We could send you our listing package for free.
Yeah, exactly.
It's 14 pages. I mean, you could just take the information, do what you want with it, but it lines you up for exactly what you need to do to sell.
And you'd be amazed. That listing package is flawless. We just redid it, and honestly, I cannot be happier.
And there's something else I'll mention. We're the only team in New London County, Middlesex County, or New Haven County offering all five of what I'm about to say. And these five things you can get done now. Before, if you're thinking about the spring, we could do it in the spring. But we're the only team that offers all five on 100% of our listings. And that's a professional photographer on every single listing. That's a drone pilot that comes out and does the aerials. That's a professional listing video edited and taken for your home. That's floor plans, number four. And number five, a copywriter, not some bozo like me and Lee. You guys listened to us the last hour. You don't want guys like us writing your property description. Oh. An actual copywriter writing the copy for your home and for the marketing. We're the only team that's offering all five of those on 100% of our listings. So if you want to hit us up, You can email Byron@oneandcompany.com or Lee@oneandcompany.com. If you're thinking about having your home sold in 2020, or putting it on before the end of the year, you need to reach out to us ASAP. 860-941-2755 is my personal cell. Lee, what's yours?
860-207-6780.
All right. So take those numbers down. You can email us again. You can find us oneandcompany.com. This is Byron, and you've been listening to Lee Barr here on Real Estate Radio. All right, I'm gonna be on this show, Chris. Don't worry, I'm not gonna see you until 2020, but I'm gonna still be on the show, calling in from Florida. Hope everybody has a great weekend, makes it through the snow. We got our snowboard. We'll give away some of Martin's money for that once we find out how much snow we actually had. But for Lee, for Chris, this is Byron. Have a great weekend. Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and stimulating talk.